Now listen to him. He says, "And now, my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee all that thou requirest." And this is one time that I must say that Boaz, to me, sounds as if he's not only being very sincere, but he's not making a great sacrifice at all. He says, "I'll do all that you require." You bet he will. He's delighted to do it. He says, "Now listen to this. For all the city of my people doth know that thou art a virtuous woman." Now this is remarkable. When that girl came back to Bethlehem, friends, as a Moabitish woman, that little town had its eye on her. They were watching her every move. And before long, people had to admit, why, this woman has given up everything in the land of Moab, and she's made a stand for God. She's taken a stand for God. She trusts the Lord God of Israel, the living and true God. And they began to commend her, and they began to say what a wonderful person that she was. Now, that's unusual for a little town. I was born in a little town. I lived in a little town. I had my pastorate in a little town at first. And I rather agree with the statement. Somebody said, God made the country, man made the city, but the devil made the little town. I hate to say that, but I happen to know that a little town can just ruin a person. I talked to a girl. She lived on the wrong side of the railroad tracks. Her problem was she didn't know who her father was. And she had a wonderful mother, by the way. And she was very attractive, had personality, and the most attractive young man of the little town. He fell in love with her, wanted to marry her. But I tell you, his parents came to me one night. My, they didn't want that to take place. I tried to reason with him. I said, why, he couldn't have made a better choice than that. And they got him out of town. They got him away some way. That girl came to me brokenhearted. She said, what shall I do? I said, leave this place. Go up to a city and start over again. Several years after that, I was in that city in a meeting. And there she was, sitting with a fine-looking young man. She told me, said, that's my husband. They got married. He loved her. May I say to you that the little town of Bethlehem was gossiping, but it was good gossip. And there's not much good gossip going around. They said, why, this is a marvelous person. Now, listen to Boaz. Now it is true that I am thy near kinsman. He gladly acknowledges it. Howbeit, there is a kinsman nearer than I. How'd he know that? He'd been doing a little investigating. He was ready for this. Tarry this night. It shall be in the morning that if he will perform unto thee the part of a kinsman, well. When Boaz thought that over, he wondered what he could do. And there was nothing for him to do. All he could say was, well, I tell you, his heart went all the way down into his socks at this time. In fact, right down in this well that he's talking about. Well, then he says, let him do the kinsman's part. But if he will not do the part of a kinsman to thee, then will I do the part of a kinsman to thee. As the Lord liveth, lie down until the morning. She lay at his feet until the morning. She rose up before one could know another. And he said, let it not be known that a woman came into the floor. Actually, he doesn't want this other kinsman to know. And he said, bring the veil that thou hast upon thee and hold it. When she held it, he measured 6 measures of barley, laid it on her. She went into the city. When she came to her mother-in-law, she said, who art thou, my daughter? Now, I have to smile when I read some of the commentators try to explain this. They say, well, the reason that Naomi said, who art thou, is it was dark and she didn't know her. My friend, she would know her daughter-in-law when she came home, I can assure you, because she was expecting her. When she said here, who art thou, my daughter, it wasn't because she didn't know her. What she's really saying is this. I sent you to do this. You were reluctant to go. Now, who art thou, my daughter? Are you Mrs. Boaz or not? Was I right or was I wrong? And she told her all that the man had done to her. And she said, these 6 measures of barley gave he me, for he said to me, go not empty to thy mother-in-law. Then said she, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall, for the man will not be at rest until he have finished the thing this day. Now what she says to this girl is this. She says, Ruth, you claimed him as your kinsman redeemer. This is all you can do. You can sit and rest, and you can rest because he will do all the work for you. He will become your kinsman redeemer.